The United Nations is calling countries, banks and aid agencies into crisis talks to deal with the escalating humanitarian crisis in the Horn of Africa. Famine has been formally declared in two regions of Somalia, with the rest of the country and neighbouring Ethiopia and Kenya also badly affected. The executive director of Médecins Sans Frontières in Australia says a deal to allow more foreign aid into Somalia is looking shaky due to ongoing violence by rebel group Al-Shabaab. Sarah Dingle reports.
The Horn of Africa is in the grip of its worst drought in six decades. But in Somalia, the situation is compounded by an on-again, off-again war, which has tormented the country since 1991. According to the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, the number of Somalis in need of humanitarian assistance has sharply increased to 3.7 million people in the last 6 months. Speaking from Mogadishu, Executive Director Josette Sheeran announced the World Food Programme would open up a number of new aid routes by land and air into the core of Somalia's famine zone within days.
We're calling on the world to really back operations, to scale up very quickly to reach those in the epicentre in the famine conditions in southern Somalia. It's very dangerous and risky, but we have to reach people. They're not making it all the way here to Mogadishu. These are the ones lucky enough to make it here, and even these feeding centres are overrun.
The danger is acute. Early this month, driven by the scale of the crisis, Islamist militia Al-Shabaab announced they would lift a two-year ban on foreign food aid. But yesterday, armed rebels abducted Somalia's newly appointed women's minister as she was travelling to her first cabinet meeting. The executive director of Médecins Sans Frontières Australia, Paul McPhun, says the rebels' pledge offers slim hope.
2 weeks on, we're still in a process of trying to negotiate how to put that into practice. And currently, we do not have any guarantees or conditions or real opportunity to be able to scale up our ability to put aid on the ground.
Mr. McPhun believes malnutrition rates will have a long-term cost, which Somalia can ill afford.
It will impact those children and for the rest of their lives as they grow to adulthood. It will stunt their growth. Have an impact on, it will impair their mental ability, you know, it will impair them, or potentially impair them physically. So the long-term cost of having large numbers of, unfortunately, children suffer such critical health conditions is massive.
However, Mr. McPhun says some of the most desperate cases have fled Somalia to refugee camps in nearby Kenya or Ethiopia.
This problem is not going to scale down. If anything, it's going to continue to scale up. People are already talking about figures of 400,000 in the camps along the Kenyan border alone, and who knows, it could be higher. And we have, you know, a similar massive influx in Ethiopia also. And it's unacceptable that somebody could take 2 weeks to get registered when they're arriving already in a malnourished condition. We have adults arriving in a malnourished condition and very young children arriving in with a real clear critical risk of loss of life. So space, shelter, and the classics and basics of this kind of humanitarian crisis setting, refugee setting, but currently we can't have a queue. You know, we can't have a queue that doesn't take into consideration, you know, who may be on a critical risk of loss of life, and who may be at less critical risk of loss of life. So we really need to have some kind of triage in this situation. Really need that registration process to be speeded up.
Mr. McPhun says the humanitarian crisis will only escalate, and UN emergency talks must arrange for a safe pathway of aid into Somalia.
There are many conflicts around the world, and humanitarian access is secured, and not perfectly, but assistance can get to populations. And this is one context where massive numbers of a population are still largely excluded. So there has to be, we have to confront that. It has to be confronted by key stakeholders. They have to put the interests of the population first.
The UN estimates around 12 million people in the Horn of Africa are currently in need of emergency assistance. United Nations member countries, development banks and NGOs will meet for crisis talks in Rome on Monday to mobilise international support.
Sarah Dingle reporting.